I will discuss this at this afternoon's meeting, but only partially to allow our prattlers access to a bit of truth for the spreading. Our would-be enemies have just been undone by the good attorney and the good ex-judge Brent, and I would be very nervous and a bit concerned about my hide if I were Incense and any of his cutie pie games players.
And I would tell Al that the cute little shouting that you missed the words, it's as well you missed them. Go on.
I wonder, Rod, if you recall your reason for being at the farm in Cummings Valley. It was for research and development projects, and you were the licensed contractor. This does not bode well for you or for your corporation's standing. Mitch Thresher, excuse me.
History, whether you realize it or not, you are changing the world as we sit here.
Mitch Thresher is not a good ally when you have lied to him in all instances. All of you who expect to gain from our losses are wrong and can expect full-blown charges brought against you, and all those secret warrants, legal harassment, etc., will be now countered appropriately. I suggest you start clearing up Challenge Met Corporation dealings right away, because Jason Brent was caught in a bundle of lies right to Harn, and Harn will not accommodate anyone who proves him to be the bad guy. Mr. Brent spilled the beans about all of you and George Green in front, again, of a room full of witnesses. And by the way, Phoenix Institute for Research and Education Limited has always been and always will be for the purposes of research, development, and education. IESC has never been for anything other than research and development, and what you did with your funds is your business, but you will find that Eckers are not the only ones on the management end of that connection with you and Challenge Met. All of the information regarding those transactions with you are now required by Horn's litigation demands. It was an error to mix the Nevada litigations against Green, Abbott, Horton with this case, which dealt only with the no sale of property regarding the Eckers. You have put both Horn's and Brent's ass in a sling, and now, through constitutional rights, all information thus far kept from any of our players about the South Lot and undue pressures against Eckers through their law teams will have to be presented, and who, what, why, how, where, and when laid public. I appreciate your participation, for you have accomplished what our people so far have been unable to accomplish. Thank you for your interest in this case, lest you feel a headache coming on. Now to Ken Hardy. We are not interested in your plan for solving our problems at this late date. We understand your need to inform us that you have, quote, remained neutral in all the ongoing confrontation. However, you have not remained neutral. You chose against us, and so be it, for that was your choice and that of your friends in gossip and prattle. As to the recent note from Gunther Rusbacher claiming that contact had been unfair to him, and wallowing in his protection of Ray Ellen.
Watch out, he's loose again.
So be it. Credit cards and losses to many helpers make him a bald-faced liar, and ignorance is not an excuse. The scuttlebutt around the intelligence community is that, dead or alive, Gunther Rusbacher is through. That is indeed sad, for there was much such potential there for service. You can fool all of the people some of the time, most of the people all of the time. You cannot fool me any of the time. People such as Bob Peters may well forgive you, too, but I would suspect that there shall never be a forgetting. Who is nuts and who is sane? Does it matter? Life moves on while you make other plans, and that simply is the way it is. Our people are ever so much wiser this day than when some of you turned away and brought down your incredible attempts to destroy and damage. I suggest you all make it clear and right with God, and then, only then, can effort to soothe my position. Gunther had access to knowing about my security files and ranking, so I am surprised at attitudes of I didn't know. I suggest all of you who are sucked back into the loop, hold on to your credit cards. Believe the promise when you see the green of their eyes. Speaking of Green, I want to go on record as to the fact that the Green Brigade did suck a Texas attorney into trying to tie up Overton's estate through secret letters to the Nevada court, etc.
Supreme Court yet.
This is a no-no, George, George, and Dave. Did you think we wouldn't find out? Thank you for making our way a little bit easier. By the way, number two, George Green, Jason Brent said at least three times under oath that he violently disliked the Eckers. However, he also said he did not take Green's case when George called him. I think after Brent's voluntary deposition, there is a lot less animosity against the Eckers, for suddenly the reason for the hatred just melted away. Jason Brent is on his way to vacation in Spain next month, so you need to work fast if your plans are to further confuse him into your mess. Jason Brent was misled about the Ecker damage. They neither knew him nor his opponent in the election. They didn't even cast a vote. In the first couple of encounters in the court, the Eckers thought Jason Brent a fair judge, but indeed it deteriorated rapidly from there. We find new respect for this man, however. He responded honestly to his stand on depopulation, as presented in Menza's newsletter publication. He also responded honestly to his feelings about Eckers, and we most certainly appreciate such virtue. Parties involved with Brent in dealings against Eckers, and he told what they were, from dislike to representing the parties on the south lot of the Adam Drive property, should be advised that shredding of documents, signed warrants, secret dealings, etc., would not be a wise thing to do. I would, however, remind all of you that our intent is not toward exposing the corruption. It is in getting rid of this albatross around our necks. It would certainly seem the wiser course of action to simply put a halt to the shenanigans regarding Turner's farm, because nothing there, including the lease from Turner, is anything other than research and development, which gives a large latitude of temporary use. That was a full understanding in the beginning, and it is obvious that the only value of the farm property is to research and develop product.
I would give Charles a pat on the head right here. To fall within the guidelines of research and development and temporary facilities and use, even the outhouse, even the Johns, are disconnectable, and he structured the entire little building onto skids so it could be moved. So this has been taken into consideration since the upstart, and it's going to look pretty silly. And it's going to look silly right away now.
What Ensigns has chosen to do by snitching is nothing, because there is nothing about which to snitch. Ensigns only told on himself. I suggest Rod do whatever he wishes, but a long way from Tehachapi seems like almost too close as this unravels. All of you somehow think you are only dealing with two old people, the Eckers. No, you're dealing against every participant, reader, and friend of anything involved. Narrow understandings and self-focused status are often unwise. And once again, the Eckers do nothing to offend or insult you. It is your newly acquired allies who are spilling their guts for their own protection and are dumping on you to accomplish their own shielding. Did sweet little Teuton err? Yes, indeed. Especially when she wrote that particular and purposeful letter which Green sent to his mailing list. Mr. Horn finds that one very, very interesting. When you blow your own credibility with gamesmen of that rank and ruthlessness, they do not take well to your false input. Don't you realize, people, that you cannot lie to your own attorney? Stating sweet intent does not cut the mustard, people, or touting God wouldn't, for these dudes don't care a whit about God of light or you.
Let me tell you a little bit about Santa Barbara Savings. It's all tangled up with the mother financial of Santa Barbara, and it was completely destroyed by Ivan Bolsky, who was going to purchase it. Now, we all know who Ivan Bolsky is. Although Jason Brent seemed to have a mental block about all of this. It's so ugly that it does. Just like I told you in the beginning, it all ends up in the White House and the Bush boys and that entire intrigue. Just as it's all attached to the RTC debacle. This was a method of trying to turn around the SNL debacle, pull the losers out and make them winners, which they did. You were only the losers. Santa Barbara Savings on a Friday gave their honchos massive bonuses. And then they resigned on the weekend and they were taken over. And Mr. Berry was one, and Audrey Johnson went with the Eckers to meet Mr. Berry in Santa Barbara. But they were never allowed to get to Mr. Berry, who was only across the waiting room standing there watching, and immediately got on the phone, at which point the in-house attorney shows up, and those dudes had only gotten promotions. You think they were cleaning house? After it began to sift down a little bit, they wrote off the bad loans. They didn't know what to do with such as Eckers. They didn't know what to do with such as Eckers, and they don't know what to do with the Eckers now. They want to come out of Chapter 11 and go back into business, and they can't until they settle the damn Ecker case. So it's irritation. And it never occurred to them to do the honorable thing and settle it properly. So they pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. Well, good old Bank of America, keep it in your heart. Bought out, got at absolute steal, and I'm literally, I mean it. There was a great big illegal contract so that Bank of America would end up with all of the good assets. So it's really interesting, isn't it? You'll find it fascinating as it unfolds. Don't you think it would have been easier for them to settle this rather than have Mr. Horn represent everybody right through the RTC and right up now to the auctioneer? And to have the only thing that he really counted on, his prime plum, Jason Brent, do him in. And Jason never knew he did it. Oh, it's wonderful. Go on, please. I just have to interrupt. It is beyond my capability of controlling myself.
Well, we left off. Or touting God wouldn't, for these dudes don't care a whit about God of light or you. You compromised their status and you have erred. You have compromised their case. Totally. Mr. Horn has laid every stake on your input, George Gang, to make his case. What you have done is proven Eckers' case and proven their integrity. Moreover, anything that might become amiss with them and or their property, you are registered as suspects with the law and the Bar Association. Make it so. Enough, Dharma. We have much to do this day, and so let us leave this and move on. Thank you for staying the course. Salute.
I think that I will leave it up to you what you want to do and how you want to structure the rest of the day. I'm going to depart. I need my staff and there will probably be some very close directors and advisors meetings through the next few days, if you would be kind enough to stand by for that. I need to start on some things that cannot wait another day. We managed to get quite a lot of it accomplished this morning. I need to talk, Bob, with you about tips. Let's see, where do we go from here in the fullest amount of strength that we've got? And I think that before you hear the tapes that are brought here this afternoon, because they are totally, totally fascinating, I want you to remember something. You have been told all of it. From Earth Changes, all of it you have been told. Do not get carried away with your wish to participate, because these remote viewers now have training programs. They're not training programs. You don't need training. Anybody off the street is fine. They are very, very expensive, and you will get in there and you will not learn one iota more than you know. You will come out totally confused, and it is their recruiting tool. So come off your I want to, and this is as much to Dharma as anybody, because boy, she wanted to get down there, get into this little remote viewing program. This is a nothing program. But it was a very, very major part of the secret underworld intelligence program. And you're going to find it totally fascinating because this man tells it like it is. And we need to reduce the size of the tape on which it was recorded because those large tapes that are beyond an hour tend to break and they become fragile. And we'd like to be able to share this particular tape with the tape audience. It was an Art Bell encounter with this man who was since been on again for a much longer period of time, and we're really appreciative for Bob, for him to bring that to us. We're going to have several other fascinating interviews that I would ask how we might want to handle those. These will be on tape also, and these will be personal interviews with Rick. Some incredible, incredible contacts. But we can work at that another time. And that is the plan for the afternoon. Anyway, I would appreciate it if someone would read this article. This, the Great Transformation is underway. Please, just have someone read that onto the tape. It'll be in the paper. It's from Germain. It's right on. He did not use my scribe, although he did come and visit with my scribe about that. My scribe and myself are entirely grateful. Some of you are really opening up and beginning to hear. And don't be shy, because we're all needing some instructions and some guidance and some softening. And you're coming up against the 4th of July, which is Independence Day, and the United States of America is Germain's plum. Earth is Lord Michael's plum, if you will. Germain has every intention of seeing to the freedom of America. I hope he is not an idealistic master, because it doesn't look good to me today. So we'll leave that problem with him. And if you will forgive us, I'm going to get her out of here. And if you have time, I don't think you will, but here is an interesting something else you might want to share. Anybody want to ask me anything before I tear out of here? Thank you. We'll catch you up. We're not making secrets. It's just that some things have to be done and can't wait, because we're going to be moving into opposite hours in Europe, and there's some things I must attend. So thank you. Have fun. We're moving.
Turn on the mic.
There, now I'm on. This is a writing we received from a very good receiver. I won't say who. Just it was interesting to have a writing from Germain, which we've not had in a long time. Mostly since Doris has written for the Rainbow Masters, and it's called "The Great Transformation is Underway," and it starts. Germain here in the radiant light of Aton, the one light. It has been some time since last we have written. Thank you for receiving me this day and at this time. Be at peace, for God knows your heart. The great transformation is underway. It is time for testing on many levels. I, Germain, have a most important task in this transformation. As keeper of the violet flame of transmutation, my energy will be called upon in order that the upcoming changes go successfully. You ask, what are these changes? Well, no less than the rebirthing of humanity into radiance and knowingness from out of the present ignorance and darkness. We have prepared long and hard in order for the proper conditions to be in place for this grand awakening and birth. The final pieces of the puzzle are being set into place even as we write, and these conditions are nearly complete. Thus, rapid, seemingly catastrophic change is at hand. Be prepared for a period of great change. This shall be a horror to some. They shall come to see that their horror comes from their ignorance and fears born from that ignorance. The warning siren is screaming. Alarms are going off. Yet many see not that the mass conscious reality is on the verge of a great shift. This shift shall literally shock the world. Those who call you once crackpots or paranoids shall be flocking to your light and stability for guidance. Be prepared, for this is a large part of the ground crew's job in general. Serve your brothers in their confusion. Direct them in a constructive community effort to bring stability to your own local areas. Do not try to solve the whole country's problems. Take on a localized, realistic objective, such as the stability of perhaps your own neighborhood. Band together in a unified purpose, that of survival. United in truth, ones can accomplish the miracles that shall bring a remnant through and into a radiant new cycle of experiencing. The light of Creator shall once again shine brightly on that dark planet. It is His promise. Seek balance. All that is necessary is for each to do his or her own part. Hangers-on shall be quite unacceptable. Those who are used to having others do it for them shall soon find themselves quite helpless and desperate. These are the ones lost in their own ego-centered world who can't seem to accept that one day they won't have the luxury items they now pretend to enjoy. Oh, what they could have done with their facades of wealth. Always ones wake up too late, only to realize how truly foolish they have been. This is the way of those who choose to remain in ignorance of what actually has true lasting value. Seek first God and His lighted spiritual truth, and then all things shall be added unto you in the fullness of balance. It shall never be the way you perceive that it should be. There are great riches far beyond anything money can buy. These are the true riches of the Spirit that I'm referring to. Always look for the clues and follow your guidance. Guidance may come in the form of a nagging friend or relative, so be patient with those around you. They may be working directly with your guides in order to assist you to find the answers you seek. Know that God works in ways that only seem mysterious. The mystery only comes from your lack of understanding. As your awareness level increases, you shall begin to understand that Creator God, that which created you, is always there for you. It is not mystery, it is fact. It is you who turns a deaf ear to God. You can either honor Him or dishonor Him. This is determined by your actions and intent. You cannot hide for one second from the One who created you. Responsibility for yourself and for those entrusted to your care is the only acceptable way to truly grow past your current level of understanding and awareness. There is an infinite ability to expand self, for you expand within a limitless entity referred to as creation. Expansion and growth in light and truth bring upon self the greatest joys one could ever imagine, and actually surpass in infinite proportions what is typically imagined. You can never push the envelope too far or too hard. There shall always be newness and growth. This existence is but a small part of infinity, yet each entity makes up part of the whole of existence. Thus, as each is brought up to speed and into awareness of his or her larger purpose within the One, then all everywhere expand. Thus, none is more or less important than another, just different. Inasmuch as one part grows, all grow. This is the reason for the great compassion of we of the hosts, who come that the whole can forever expand, so that we might expand. We find great joy in our work, and when a lighted brother comes into recognition of his or her true potential within Creator God, and sees his or her purpose within the whole, and begins to fulfill that purpose, only then can we begin to glimpse the next step of our evolution into infinity. Remember, each is created for reason and with a purpose, and that reason serves the whole of creation and Creator. Seek diligently the lighted truth, and you shall find it. Seek spiritual growth, and you shall find it. No special meditations or chants are necessary. No special place to go to or crystal to hang on to are necessary. You have all that you need from the day you were born in order to make contact and commune with the God force within. You can go directly to Source. You do not need to go through any intermediary whatsoever. You once placed these restrictions upon selves. Your churches are full of people and priests waiting to place all sorts of limitations upon you and God alike. They do this out of ignorance and fear, fear generated from ignorance. When you come into true spiritual knowledge, you shall see that it is quite natural to commune with Creator. You simply would not exist without this connection. Do not fear God, for it is as ridiculous as fearing self. Awaken and see truth. I am Germain, keeper of the violet flame and master of transmutation. Give up your fear and transform yourself into that which your heart desires. In the radiant light of Creator God, I thank you for considering my words. May you see your potential and act accordingly. What have you to lose? Salute.
I think it would be a good idea.
Turn on the mic. Probably would be a good idea to take a break now, and then we'll listen to the tapes after we come back from the break. The tapes are tapes of an Art Bell show. There's first of all a 20-minute one, and then a 120-minute tape, which we want to put on two separate tapes, one 90-minute long and one 60-minute, for the tape audience. So for the tape audience, the thing would be at the end of this, right now, to fast forward to the end of the tape and go to tape number two.
Which tape are you talking about?